Good morning, Leesville. This is Saturday, and we are talking about the events of Holy Week. We talked yesterday about the death of Jesus Christ, and it might seem that there would be nothing to discuss today. But let me remind you that as the God-man, Jesus was alive before he was ever born into this world. And now, even though his body is lying in repose, Jesus is still at work. And I believe this is what Ephesians chapter 4 is describing. There in Ephesians 4 and verse 8, this is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. This is one of several passages that is the basis for what I believe happened on Saturday, April the 8th, A.D. 30. Jesus descends into the realm of Hades, or into the realm of death. He did not go there to suffer. Anybody who preaches that is a false teacher. Jesus completed his suffering on the cross when he said, "It is finished." The purpose of Jesus descending into the realm of death was to declare his lordship, to break down the gates of hell, to take the keys of death, to bind up demonic powers, and to bring up the souls of all the righteous dead. And so he leads these captives in his train. This is not a railroad car that we're talking about, but think of a train in terms of a bridal gown. Sometimes when the bride comes down the aisle, her train extends far beyond where she is. And so Jesus first descends down to the realm of death, and then he leads all of those who were dependent upon him for salvation, everyone who by faith had kept the old Mosaic ceremonial law, everyone who had trusted in the Day of Atonement for forgiveness for their sins. All of that was dependent upon Jesus dying on the cross and completing the plan of salvation, but that plan is now complete. And so he leads all of those people up to what he calls Abraham's bosom. He leads them all up to be with our Lord. And today when someone dies, the Bible says to be absent from the body, if they're a believer, is to be present with the Lord. And so after taking authority over the realm of death, he crosses over the great gulf into Abraham's bosom. And there he takes the spirit of the righteous dead who had been awaiting their final redemption. He takes them with him and he leads them from death to paradise. And so they ascend higher than all the heavens. And that's why Jesus told the thief on the cross who got saved at the 11th hour, he tells the thief on the cross, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Prior to that point, they would have been waiting for him. But since his work was complete, no longer is there any need for waiting. And so these souls were transferred from the underworld to the upper world. Now there will be a final day when Jesus returns, and we're all given our glorified bodies, but somehow without a body, we will either enjoy conscious blessing or conscious punishment. And you realize even without a body, Jesus was very active on this last day before Easter. Now, early the next morning, the Holy Spirit will raise Jesus from the dead. And Romans 8 tells us that if he who raised Jesus from the dead indwells us, he will raise us also when Jesus returns. And so we have a hope that not even death can take away from us. In the midst of all of the uncertainties of what's happening around us, there are some things that are still certain. God's still on his throne, and things will proceed according to his final mission. And things will be accomplished according to his divine plan. Let's keep trusting in him, and let's keep trusting in his Son for our salvation. Tomorrow is Easter, and it may not be celebrated as we typically celebrate Easter, but remember, the reality is more important than the Easter clothes, than the Easter eggs, than all of the trappings that normally are a part of our Easter pageantry. Realize the reality is more important than the formality. And wherever we are tomorrow, we're alive. Because he lives, we live also. God bless you.